Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Some years ago, the Lord told me who I am, and that's a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. Praise God for letting me know who I am in Him, so that I don't have to worry about being in competition with nobody. Praise God. I am at peace with doing the things that the Lord has given me and is giving me to do. I'm encouraged in that. And I'm encouraged and motivated to encourage you. That's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging others. Praise God. While it is yet called today, we are to encourage one another. And I thank God for my part that the Lord has given me to do just that, and that is to encourage you in His Word. And I praise the Lord for that. Praise God. And today is Recover All Wednesday. Praise God. Recover All. The Lord gave me that this is for Wednesdays, to recover all. David's family had been taken from him, and David was wondering what he was going to do. So he went to God, and he asked God, what should he do? Should he pursue? And God told him, yes, and recover all. So we can go to God in prayer, and the Lord will give us just how to recover all. Praise God. God wants us to recover all. Take back everything that the enemy has stole from us. So we praise God. Our topic on today, it started with the Word of God. It all began with the Word of God. Praise God. And we're going to get into that, talk about that. It started with the Word of God. But let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will come back and get into that. Gracious Father, on this Wednesday afternoon, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give the praises to you, God, because it's all about you, God. In the name of Jesus, all we do, all we hope to do, God, is you, Jesus, that gives us the courage, the motivation, and just how to do. You said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction today on your program, God, that you have given me, Lord. Thank you for your direction on today. Thank you for your anointing as I speak and as I talk about and share your word on today, Lord. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for all that you do, God. Thank you for all that you've already done, God. Thank you for how that you've blessed, God, how that you've touched, how that you've healed, and how that you have delivered your people, God. Continue to bless. It is my prayer. It is my request in your most holy name. And I acknowledge you now, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. And amen and amen. Praise God. Prayer in order. Scriptures say that man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time. Let me encourage you. It is not fainting time. It is praying time. But it's not time for us to faint. Praise God. That's exactly what the enemy would have us to do, to faint, to quit, to give up. But it's not that time. It's time to get back in the race. If you've already quit, if you've already given up, get up, dust yourself off, get back in the race. Oh, praise God. That's what time it is. It's time to get in the race and run this race with everything that is within us that we might make it in. It started with the word of God. Praise God. And that's why I say that prayer, pray the word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray what God has given you. Teach us how to pray. And God will teach us just how to pray. What needs to be said and what's not needed to be said if we follow the leading of the Lord. And so I thank God that today that we're talking about prayer. And each morning, Monday through Friday, we start our morning out with prayer. From 7:15 to 7:30, we are praying, praise God, on the prayer line. And you can join us. You can join us if you would like at 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. Praise God. And more people are joining us on the prayer line with their prayer requests and with their praise reports of what the Lord is doing from the prayer requests. And we praise and magnify God for that on today. And I'm also a writer, and if you would like to check out my books, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my books there. Praise God. Striving to do the things that God has given me to encourage others while it is yet called today. We all have a part to play. What is your part? And what part are you playing? Thank you. On God's program. Praise God. And if you are wanting an encourager to come and encourage on a program that you're giving, praise God, you can contact me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I will be glad to come and encourage and motivate the people where you are. Well, we praise God today for his word. Praise God for this opportunity. Amen. To come before his people, the people of the Lord, and share an encouraging word that might help you to recover all, to be renewed, to be refreshed in the Lord on today. It started with the word of God's word is alive, and it's well. I used to sing that song. Jesus is alive and well. Tell everyone you meet that Jesus is alive and well. And he is. Have you tried him? Have you tried the Lord? And have you tried the word? Because his word is him. His word makes it possible for us to recover all. God's word. And it's alive. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word. The word was in the beginning. It all started with the word of God. In the beginning, when it first started out, when God first started and started speaking the world into being. In the beginning, oh God, in the beginning was the Word. The Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was right there with him. And the Word was God. So not only was it in the beginning, but it was with God, and God was the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. The Word. It was in the beginning with God. His Word is alive and is well. It started with the Word of God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things, not something, but all things, were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. All things are made by God. God gives man the wisdom, the knowledge, and the know-how how to do these different things. You think you just go to bed a blunder and wake up a wonder? Nah, not so. It's God. It's God that gives the wisdom how to do the different things that we do and the knowledge how to do them. So all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And that includes man. Man, praise God. He made Adam from the dust. Praise God. Man became, he breathed into Adam. And Adam became a living soul. Praise God. And then he took the rib from Adam and made woman. Praise God. So all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, woo-hoo! And the life was the light of men. Praise God. You look into somebody's eyes and you see that light in them. Praise God. When we have Christ in our lives, thank you, Lord Jesus, there's a light. There's a light in us. Praise the Lord, because he lives in us when we allow him to. All believers, praise God, have that light. Praise God. And when the light goes out, oh my God, thank you, Lord Jesus. So that's why we've got to keep him alive in us, because God's word is alive. And that's the food we need, living food. We need living food to stay alive. And God's word is alive, and it's well. It started with the word of God. And the word, you hear that? The word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Word was made flesh. Jesus, born of a woman, Mary. Praise God. Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. And he became our example of how we are to live this holy life. Praise God. It started with the Word of God. And you know what? It's going to end with the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And in the end, it's going to be the Word of God. It's going to be his Word. And the Word was made flesh, Jesus, and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory. Praise God. Jesus came to be that example, not only to be that example for us, but to put us back in good standing with Daddy, with God. Praise God, because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. And God already knew that it was going to be. But because it was done, praise God, then he needed somebody to come and buy us back. Jesus paid that price. He paid it with his blood, with his life. He paid for us. Praise God. God, in the beginning, it's all started out with the Word of God. God speaking the Word, the world, into being. So let me encourage you on today, knowing that God is his Word, and he does what he says. He keeps his Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And he's wrote us in his will. It is the will of God that we be healed, that we be delivered, that we be set free. He wrote that. He wrote that in his will. It all started with the Word of God. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah 1:12 says, "Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert." Listen at the Lord. Listen at it. He said, "I'm alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. If God said it in his word, he'll do it." He will do it. He said he's looking out to see if we're using his word, if we're living his word. And if we're living his word, praise God. God said, thank you. Hallelujah. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Live his word. Live his word. It's not enough to just know it. But he said, "Be ye doers, not hearers only, of his word." It started with the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. Praise God. In the beginning was the Word of God. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It won't go come back void. If God said it in his word, he promised it. And if God promised it, it will come to pass. It can't do anything else but what God has said it will do. And we have to. And so when we live the word, when we obey God's word, praise God, then it's going to produce fruit. It started with the word of God. So he said, if it goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me, boy, without producing any effect, useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose at his pleasing, at his purpose, it will be done. It started with the word of God, and it's going to end. That should what my topic should have been. It started with the word, and it's going to end with the word of God. So it's going to accomplish. God's word will accomplish what he has in it. It's in there. It's in there. And you will accomplish, he said, what I please and purpose. Do you know your purpose? What has God given you to do? What has he purposed you to do? What has he told you to do? And you're not doing. Maybe you say, I haven't heard God say anything. Well, he do talk to us, but we have to get quiet enough so that we can hear what the Lord is saying to us. Sometimes we're too busy, got too much going on in our own minds, too much worry. Yes, too much that we can't hear what it is the Lord is saying to us. But we want to hear what it is God has for us to do. Sometimes we wonder why things happen in our lives the way that they do. But God has purpose for every one of us, as big as the world is. Do you know there's still not enough people praying? There's still not enough people ministering to the people of God. So many people have changed because of what they receive. So they've changed and not telling it, not saying it like the word says it. They've taken away what God has meant for it to say or to be. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It started with the word of God, and it's going to end with the word of God. God's word has not changed. It was then and is yet now. His word has not changed. Has he not said it? Will he not perform it? Praise God. God will perform and do what he has purposed for his word to do, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Whatever the word of God says, whatever God has purpose in his word for it to be done, he will do it. It started with the word of God. Why don't you start there? Praise God. Start with the word of God. He says, seek ye first. Seek ye first the Lord Jesus. Get in his word. The only way to know him is through his word. Thank you, Lord. He's not here physically as he was with the disciples, but he's with us through the Holy Spirit. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I am going to leave the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, that he may comfort you while I'm away. But I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. So God, he's preparing Jesus. He's there with them, and they're preparing a place for us to come to be with him. But in the meanwhile, we have work to do. We've got to tell others about the goodness. We got to share. Praise God. I remember when they told me that I was going to have to witness to others. And I told God, that word is too big for me. Give me another word to fit me. And the Lord gave me share. And oh, yes, yes, yes. Ever since that day, the Lord gave me share. That's exactly what I have been doing. I have been sharing Him. And I love it. I love it. Especially when God told me who I am. A customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. That took away all of that competition. Praise God. Because I now know who I am in the Lord. I'm not looking for me. I know who I am in the Lord. Praise God. And when we know who we are, it's just about getting the job done, getting the work done that the Lord has given us to do. So each morning, I start my morning out with prayer, praise God, and doing those things that God would have me to do. Praise God, on Tuesdays I have class, but I also have the nursing home ministry. So I go to the nursing home and encourage the people there because they need to hear. They need to hear and be encouraged in the word of God. You see, there's so much work to be done. He said the harvest is truly plentiful, but the workers, where are the workers? It started with the word of God, but where are the workers? Praise God. So let me encourage you today to get busy and do those things that God would have you to do. If you've already started it, praise God. If you're already doing those things that God would have you to do, praise God. If you haven't started and you've been thinking about it, it's time to move out. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and start doing the things that God has given you to do. Praise God. And if you don't know what it is that God would have you to do, it's praying time. It's taking some time out so that you can hear God and He can give you what it is that He would have you to do. Praise God. It's too many people doing the same thing and doing the copycatting. Copycatting. So many that God has not given the things that they're doing, but they're doing it. Just copycatting because somebody else is doing it. But what has God given you to do? What has God given you to do on His program? Well, my prayer for you today, Lord, thank you for your word. Help us to hide you, your word, in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. In your most holy name, praise God. We want to remember, we don't ever want to forget that it's with the word of God, and it's going to end with His word. We're going to be caught up to meet it in the mid-air. Oh, praise God. And it's going to be too late to try to get a job done then. It's time now to get a job done. So whatever it is that God is giving you to do, let's get busy and the Father's business and getting the job done what the Lord has given. Well, until the next time, here on Blog Talk Radio, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Fabulous, saying, have a fabulous, fabulous day and the rest of the week. In Jesus' mighty name. Bye-bye now.